This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Did you ever think that your life was over the day that you were diagnosed with herpes? I know I did. I felt like herpes had sucked the life out of me and had stolen my power away. Power over relationships. Power over who I thought I could or couldn't date. Power over whether I even started a conversation because all I could think about was the fear of disclosing. I mean, you name it. Herpes had its hand in everything. But here's the thing. If you believe that your life is over because of herpes, that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you've ever felt the same way I did, you're going to want to stick around because in this episode, I'm going to share three things that can help you go from a place of shame to one of empowerment so that you could take your power back from herpes where it no longer controls your life. Hi, I'm Kat Supree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. For those that are new here, welcome. And for those that are returning, welcome back. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, each Tuesday, we post content on topics like finding love, navigating intimacy, dealing with disclosure, and more. And today, we're going to talk about what you can do to shift your mindset so that herpes is no longer in control of you, your love life, or your life in general. Now, before we dive in, I want to mention again that after I received my diagnosis, I felt like my life was over. And I don't just mean my love life. I mean almost every area of my life. I literally became a shell of my former self. On the outside, to my friends and family, everything looked fine. But on the inside, I felt like I was dying. I was consumed with fear and anxiety because I had no idea what in the world my diagnosis meant for my future. Now, I chose to be in a long-term relationship with someone who disclosed to me from the very beginning that he had herpes. And I didn't allow it to be a barrier to being in a relationship with him. During our entire relationship, he never let herpes get the better of him. He didn't experience any fear or anxiety about it. He just accepted it for what it was and was always confident in his own skin. Honestly, that's one of the reasons why when he told me, I didn't see herpes as being that barrier to being in that relationship. When we were together, it wasn't part of our day-to-day, and the only time it ever came up is when we had to navigate intimacy around an outbreak. Fast forward 10 years after our relationship ended and I was rebuilding my life is when I found out that I had it too. And when the doctor gave me the news, I was completely devastated. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. I had this huge pit in my stomach. I mean, I had literally gone 10 years without a single symptom, not one. And now, just as I was starting my life over again, I get hit with this news. I felt like I had been punched in the stomach. Now, granted, I chose to be in that relationship. But regardless of the choice I made or the choices anyone makes, no one wants to or deserves to come out of it only to find out that they have herpes. Anyway, then all the typical thoughts started racing through my head. I bet you've had them too. Thoughts like, my life is over, I'll never find love, no one will ever want to be with me again, I'm damaged goods, I'm gross, or my personal favorite, I feel like a leper. It's amazing what the stigma does. It grabs hold of your mind, spirals you out of control, and makes you think the most awful things about yourself, things that aren't true. Then it plants limiting beliefs about your future. But here's the truth. The only power herpes has is the power you give it. I've talked to so many people convinced that love, confidence, or even just a normal life is off the table. Well, I'm living proof that nothing is off the table. So let's get into the three things that were crucial in helping me to take my power back from herpes. Hopefully, you'll find them helpful too, so that you can break free from the stigma and the limiting beliefs it causes. Because herpes doesn't get to call the shots. You do. Number one, journaling. Now look, I know this may sound silly to some of you, maybe even a little too simple. But trust me when I tell you, a journal can become your best friend and your biggest confidant. We all know that coming out to friends and family can be absolutely terrifying. And while therapy can be really helpful, I've done it and it worked for me, it can also be expensive. So, how do you process your emotions? How do you actually let them out? On the pages of a journal. That's how. I don't care what you're feeling, whether that's anger, disappointment, embarrassment, sadness, loss of self, whatever it is, get it out on paper. Allow yourself to move through it instead of keeping it bottled up. And for the men out there, you might be thinking, oh, journaling, that's just for women. Well, I have news for you. It's not. You know, men have feelings too. And if you don't process them, if you don't let yourself get vulnerable on those pages, you're going to carry a ton of anger that will literally eat at you. It'll also affect your health. And yes, it can even make your outbreaks worse. See, the problem is that men are always told to stuff their feelings. That crying or being vulnerable makes them weak. And that's just plain bullshit. Here's a little hint. Women actually like a man who can express how he feels. Vulnerability isn't viewed as weakness. It allows us to feel safe and open up too. And when that happens, it doesn't just lead to physical intimacy, it creates emotional intimacy too, along with trust. So get to writing. And although journaling and letting your feelings out won't change the fact that you have herpes, what it does do is help you process the shame, the guilt, the grief, the fear, and the anger. Because let's be real, we've all felt those. And once you start working through those emotions and coming to terms with your condition, something starts to shift. First, you begin to find the courage to put yourself back out there in all aspects of your life. And then you eventually reach acceptance, where it is what it is. And you start taking your power back from herpes, so it no longer has a grip on you. Number two, practicing self-love. Now, I talked about this in a previous episode called Finding Love After Herpes, and I feel it needs repeating here because I want to share a practice with you that I didn't mention then. But before we dive in, I want to say that self-love isn't something that happens overnight. It takes patience and daily practice. Every single day, you're literally making a decision to change the way you see yourself. For example, you can let herpes convince you that you're broken, or you can choose to see it as something that's shaping you into a stronger, better version of who you are. And here's the truth. This shift won't happen until you learn to love yourself, herpes and all. Because before you can fully let someone else love you, whether that's friends, family, or partner, you've got to love yourself first. Think about it. How can you expect someone to see your worth if you refuse to see it yourself? How can you expect someone to love every part of you if you're still rejecting parts of who you are. For years after my diagnosis, I said it before and I'll say it again. I stopped loving myself. I didn't love myself anymore. I told myself I was damaged goods, among other horrible things. And because of that, I settled for less than I deserved in many aspects of my life. But once I started rebuilding my relationship with me, once I showed myself the same respect and compassion I gave to everyone else, things started to change. I walked into relationships differently. I carried myself differently. Instead of coming from a place of fear, I came from a place of knowing my worth. Now listen, self-love isn't about being arrogant, and it doesn't mean that you think you're better than everyone else. It's about finally deciding to treat yourself the way you treat others, with kindness, respect, and compassion. Look, we are our own worst critics, whether we have herpes or not. We tell ourselves the harshest things and treat ourselves poorly too. Let me ask you this. Outside of having herpes, have you ever caught yourself saying things like, I'm so stupid, or I hate the way I look, or I can't do anything right? I know I have. I mean, why in the world do we treat ourselves and talk to ourselves like this? Would you say these things to a close friend or a family member? If not, then why in the world would you say those things to the most important person in your life? Yourself. So it's time to stop with all the negative self-talk and start treating yourself with love and kindness, because you are amazing and beautiful just the way you are. Not only that, you owe it to yourself. And most importantly, you deserve it. So what's one of the ways that you can do this? Are you ready? Through positive affirmations. Yeah, I know what you might be thinking. Do positive affirmations really help? Yeah, they do. And I made it a part of my daily practice, even if in the beginning I didn't believe that they'd work. So here's a couple of things I want you to do. First, purchase sticky notes and get the ones that are like full sticky on the back, because the other ones, they don't work well. They kind of fall off the walls and other things. Once you have them, I want you to write "you are" statements on them, such as, you are beautiful. You are loved. You are resilient. I'll post some of the "you are" statements that I used in the comments below to get you started. Then I want you to place them anywhere they can be seen. On the bathroom mirror, on your fridge, by your workspace, or in the car. Anywhere they can sink into your subconscious mind. Now, why should you use "you are" statements as opposed to "I am" statements? Here's why. Because "you are" statements put them in a third-person perspective, which creates separation from your inner critic. That way, the words slip past the resistance of your conscious mind and actually stick in your subconscious mind. When you say "I am," your conscious mind often fights back. It goes, "Oh, hell no, you're not," because it looks at your current reality and keeps you stuck in that loop of disbelief. So again, only use "you are" statements to shift your mindset. Second, go onto YouTube and find "you are" affirmation videos that you can listen to when you're walking, working out, or in your car. And better yet, if you can find "you are" subliminal videos that you can listen to as you're falling asleep, that's even better. Why is this so powerful? Because when you're drifting off to sleep, your brain slips into what's called the theta state. And that's the place where your subconscious mind is wide open and ready to take things in. So here's the deal. The more you feed your mind positive truths, the less space there is for doubt, fear, and all that negative crap that herpes tries to drag you into. And that brings me to my next point. Because even with affirmations, there's still one other very important thing you have to do if you truly want to take your power back. Number three, letting go of your ego. Now, I want you to hear me out here. When I say letting go of your ego, what I mean is being okay with the following. Being okay with how someone feels about you because of your condition, no matter what that is, because you're comfortable in your own skin. Being okay with the stigma that comes along with it because you know you aren't the stigma. Being okay with someone saying no to you when you disclose, no matter what the outcome is. And being okay with not being liked. Because here's the thing. When you allow other people, or herpes for that matter, to control how you think about yourself, you're literally giving your power away. And trust me, I've been there. I literally stopped putting myself out there because I was so afraid of rejection. And every time someone said no, I let that rejection define my self-worth, as if they got to tell me I wasn't worthy of being in a relationship or being loved. Sound familiar? Well, that's your ego at work. It says, if they reject me, I must not be enough. It takes someone else's opinion and convinces you it's the truth about you. And here's the thing. Ego doesn't just mess with your thoughts. It uses tricks like denial and repression to protect you from pain. So instead of facing the fear head on, you push it down, pretend it doesn't matter, and try to hide from it. But really, all that does is let fear and ego run the show. I didn't tell my friends and family because I was terrified they would judge me, that they see me as repulsive somehow, or that they wouldn't like me anymore if they knew the truth. And again, that was my ego. Ego made me believe their judgment meant I wasn't worthy of acceptance. It convinced me that what other people thought was more important than how I saw myself. But here's the truth. True power is letting go of your ego and reclaiming control of your life. It means that being in control of your emotions and your actions too. And this doesn't just apply to living with herpes, by the way. This applies to all aspects of your life. If someone says or does something you don't like, that's on them. You acknowledge it, you process it, and then you decide what comes next. Simply put, if you get upset when someone says no, you can choose to see it differently. You can remind yourself that the world isn't short on people, and that every no just moves you closer to the right yes. That's what taking your power back looks like. It's shifting from a negative mindset to a positive one. It's not allowing anyone or anything to control how you feel and think about your situation. And here's the key. Making that shift is a personal choice. People ask me all the time, how do you get to that place? And my answer is simple. It's a conscious choice you make every single day. Now, this process isn't easy, and it's not going to happen overnight, just like finding self-love doesn't happen overnight either. But here's something very simple you can put into practice to start to shift your mindset. So are you ready? Okay, let's do this. You can do this with either your eyes open or closed. So I want you to take a moment and imagine yourself letting go of your ego. Picture yourself not worrying about rejection, judgment, or what anyone else thinks. See yourself standing with confidence. You're grounded and you're unshakable. Now, imagine what it feels like to take your power back, to know that no one else gets to decide your worth, that you're the one in control of your emotions, your actions, and your future. Hold that picture for a moment. Now, can you sense what that feels like? That right there is exactly what taking your power back feels like. And the best part, you can get there if you want to put in the time and the effort to do so. It's all up to you. Now, if you take away anything from this episode, I want it to be this. herpes doesn't run your life. You do. And here are three things I want you to remember. One, get your feelings out. Journaling helps you move from a place of fear to acceptance. Two, practice self-love. Use you are affirmations and remind yourself daily of your worth. And three, let go of your ego. Stop letting rejection or judgment define you so that you could take your power back from herpes, where it no longer controls your life. Well, that's all I have for today. If you liked today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. Also, I want to invite you to join our free online community by downloading the Herpes Wellness app. There, you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for a limited time, anyone who signs up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which includes access to a whole bunch of cool features, such as a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, a group and love connection chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in-person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Normally, this membership is $19 a month, but you're going to get this access for free for as long as you remain a member. And if you're wondering about privacy, we've got you totally covered. The app icon and push notifications actually say H Wellness. So if someone happens to see your screen, you will not disclose your status unintentionally. So be sure to join us at Herpes Wellness. The link to download the app for both the App Store and Google Play is in the description box below. And if there are any herpes topics you'd like for me to discuss on the show, please leave it in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. And I will see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.